And the topic today is going whole paperless in your home. We've got Beth Dodson from HomeZada online with us talking about home inventory. And one thing I want to make sure we talk about, Beth, is the new enhancement to the video feature of inventorying your home.
Yeah, so no, this has been really valuable to a lot of homeowners. And one of the things, just to give you an update on it, is it's really valuable for people who unfortunately are in the middle of experiencing some sort of disaster and they've got to take a home inventory really quickly. And so what this feature does is it allows you to use your digital camera or your tablets, and you can walk around your rooms and take videos. So use the video functionality. You can take videos. It's a really quick way to take an inventory. And then what our system will do is we will use AI or artificial intelligence technology to recognize what items are in the room. Now, remember, artificial technology on items isn't as easy as it is with facial recognition and isn't always as clean. However, it speeds up the process of taking a home inventory when you're in a big rush. And if you don't need a lot of details about your items, it's also super valuable. So you can walk around, and then once that video AI technology, that recognition technology sets in, it'll give you a list of what we think is the most highly visible items in the space. And then we'll give you a secondary list of, okay, we know these first items are for sure. These second items we think, but we're not quite sure. So we want you to adjust it and click on what does exist in the space. And if there's something that doesn't, will you please add it in the next space, which is add the different items one by one by one. And so it gives people a visual review in one fell swoop of all the different items, and it helps speed up that process of taking inventory. And in fact, I know it doesn't apply to necessarily Arizona, but we do have some hurricanes that recently hit, and we do have some fires in Southern California. And both those locations have quickly jumped on HomeZada just to take that video because they recognize that they want to be prepared for that what if.
Get it all recorded before it hits hard and something's damaged. Now, first-time users, when they log in and they go to inventory, the system's going to make some assumptions, and yes, you start to modify it from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things that we recognize is you need to help people identify what's in their house. And the reason for that is if you give most people a blank slate, they get overwhelmed and they don't know where to begin. Let's face it, I think there's a report somewhere out there that says, on average, we have approximately 300,000 items in our homes. Whew, that's a lot. And so when you think about that, people struggle and they don't know where to start. So what we want to do is we want to help them. And like I said earlier, by giving us a number of bedrooms and bathrooms and type of home, we will predict the generic spaces and the generic items in those spaces. So at least you can start taking those photos of things that we think are in your space. If you don't have a particular space, for instance, maybe you don't have a living room and maybe you converted that living room into an office, you can quickly go in and just change everything. Or you can delete the whole space and start from scratch and create an office. The system is super flexible, and the reason it's flexible is because we have very lightweight users, very detailed users, and then everyone in between. And then let's face it, the homes are so different around the world that we want to make sure that we can adjust the needs of all of our clients.
Now, the inventory aspect of HomeZada is the free part. All you have to do is just log in, create a user account, and get started. In addition to the spaces where it breaks up your bedrooms, your hallways, courtyard, pools, then you've got an item list where you can itemize everything. But then there's a lot of other features that get unlocked with the premium subscription, and that gets into your home maintenance, the projects, the finance. And we'll have you all on next weekend talking about the project side of home maintenance. But it's still a very minimal cost.
Yeah, very minimal. And obviously, everyone can sign up by going to your website. And then, if I recall correctly, we do have a coupon for the Rosie audience, which is Rosie, R-O-I, R-O-S-I-E, all lowercase. And then one of the things that we also take a look at, even in inventory, remember that it's unlimited photos and it's unlimited documents, so it's also extremely valuable. And one of the little tips that I like in inventory, which most people forget about, is you can also track your paint colors. So it becomes very helpful when you need to do those touch-ups as well for later on.
It does. And we when we did Landry's room and Remy's room, we've got all those color charts saved there. So we'll know exactly what we need because stored paint only lasts a few years. It's rosieonthehouse.com. Click login. And if you sign up for the premium membership, it's $7 a month if you go by month. If you pay for the whole year, it's $60, so it averages out to $5 a month. And if you use promo code Rosie, it'll save you 25% off of that. Beth, we'll look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks for carving out time this Saturday morning.
Thank you.